Happy fucking Canada, everyone. We're going to talk about Canada today, what we've learned on Meanwhile in Canada, and the best Canadian songs on Meanwhile in Canada.
Hey, 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 what is up? What is up? What is up? Kyle Bowen talking to you. Meanwhile in Canada, how you doing? Most importantly, Trevor, how you doing, brother?
Oh, yeah, so polite, but I'm doing great today. I'm in Yucluelet, BC. Shout out to the Yucluelet. I just finished off the Growler. From Yucluelet Brewing, the IPA. So, you know, feeling pretty good, man. Feeling pretty good. I'm about as west as you can go in fucking Canada. So, just loving it, man.
My guy right now has a turtleneck on him. Am I tripping out? Is that a turtleneck?
It's a hoodie.
Oh, okay. You know, I was okay with it, man. I was okay with it. You got the turtleneck on. You win the cabins. The cottages out there. And how do you say that? How do you say that?
You Yucluelet. So it's a U and then the word clue and then the word yet and the word let. You Yucluelet.
Yucluelet.
Yeah, there you go.
You right by Yucluelet.
Yeah, it's right by Tofino, which is a more well-known destination here in good old British Columbia.
Hey, meanwhile in Canada on the Posted Up Network, the show where two dumbasses, two idiots, two friends, Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs, learn a little bit more about this country. Yo, Trevor, I'm not sure if this is our 11th episode or 12th episode. I really don't know.
It's the 11th, man. We talked about it last time.
No, but I was looking through the track list, and it said that we already had 11 episodes up. So I didn't know. Hey, it is what it is. We've been uploading episodes, and truth be told, we've been learning more about this country. Canada Day tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. Happy Canada Day. What have you learned over the last 12 weeks about Canada? Has anything changed? Has your perspective changed? What are you most excited about learning about this nation?
It's funny, man, because I think, again, we did this podcast to learn about Canada, but I think everyone's opinion about Canada, and I think us included, was that we live in this great country, this very accepting country. Let's show off how awesome Canada is to the world. Let's show everyone that our history isn't as boring as everyone says. And I think we've learned a couple of things. A, our history is not as boring as everyone says, although compared to some parts of the world, yeah, it doesn't go back as far. But I think the big thing is that Canada is not immune to shitty stories. We've gone over some stuff in this podcast in terms of racism in Canada, in terms of the Black Lives Matter movement in Canada, in terms of Indigenous racism in Canada, in terms of undercover operations of RCMP in Canada. Damn. We've gone over some stories that do not paint Canada in a great light. So if we're trying to get in this, like, on, you know, Canada, the Canada is Awesome Network. I don't know if we're doing a great job, but we're telling the people what the fuck's going on in Canada. We're telling the truth and we're learning with you, the listeners. So
yeah,
it's been a great journey so far. And I hope the listeners, if they haven't joined us, fucking join us now.
Hey, we're definitely telling the truth, our version of the truth. Again, we're two dumbasses learning about this country. So it's just been that. I mean, just realizing how much, how great this country is. I mean, we went over Mike Myers and his long spill about his admiration for Canada. And he did it so well in that Conan O'Brien interview. But we've also went over exactly what Trevor stated, all the bullshit. And there's so much, of our history that as Canadians now, we do have to somehow find a way to make up for. And we just got to continue being good people and making sure, you know, equality is a thing. Because there is such amounts of bullshit still happening here, man. It's crazy. It's crazy to go back in time and to learn about, to relearn or to learn in a different light how fucked up John A. Macdonald was. Let's be real. That dude was a douchebag. Guy was the first prime minister of Canada. That's, you know what I'm saying?
That and voted one of the greatest Canadians of all time.
Remarkable. Guy's a douchebag. Yep. One of the biggest dickheads. Different time in life, yeah. Context. I somewhat sort of get it, but it doesn't change the fact that this dude's a dickhead. And one of the builders of this place that we all brag about, we all love, we all appreciate, and the world appreciates. It's going to be more fascinating to find out how they did it. You know, how did they grow the country the way they did with all the bullshit and get away from that and ultimately build this reputation around the world where we're just like these caring people, this caring group of people who don't really give a fuck about a lot and are nice to each other and say sorry. How about this, Trevor? Do you think Do you think Canada looks the only way, looks how it does throughout the world based on who is next to them? You know what I'm saying? The USA being their neighbors? Is it just one of those things when people look around the world, they look to the West, they look to what's happening, they see the US and they look at Canada and they're like, yo, this is, it's easy to look good beside the US.
I'm not going to lie, man. For all the listeners, just listen to that. You mentioned so many things there. There's so many things to unpack. But I think first and foremost, yeah, part of what I was going to mention is that we are overshadowed by the drama going on in the U.S. And it's been like that for a long time, with the U.S. being, you know, big catalyst in World War II, with the Cold War going on. You know, the U.S. does overshadow a lot of what happens in Canada. But I think one of the reasons why Canada has such a good reputation around the world is because there are some shit stories in Canada for sure. And we've unpacked that on this podcast. But at the end of the day, people move to Canada because it's a peaceful country compared to so many other places around the world. My grandparents on both sides, Scottish and Irish, moved to Canada because they wanted to escape the atrocities of World War II. And Canada was one of the best places to do that if you're coming from Europe.
Man, my Fijian family, they came from Fiji all the way here. I wonder what they knew about Canada. Only word of mouth. Hey, this is a good place. Come over here. And they chose it, a beautiful spot here in British Columbia. Meanwhile, in Canada, Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs, 11th episode, 12th episode. It doesn't really matter. We've been doing this show for weeks. Two dumbasses learning about this country. Slowly but surely, because we signed a contract for 6,000 episodes. Happy Canada Day.
Big deal, man. Big deal.
Happy Canada Day. Do you think people are really, really, really patriotic in this country and really look towards a day like tomorrow to celebrate? Because I don't really see it other than, you know, what is organized by cities and provinces. Yo, there's some fireworks, go to the beach, blah, blah, blah. But people aren't really throwing bangers on Canada Day, are they? Is that a thing here?
Man, you tear me apart with that question too, man. You're making me feel so unsure about myself on this podcast. But I think it does go both ways depending on who you are as a Canadian. It's a day off. I think it's a great day to celebrate. Yeah, I've had some fucking great parties on Canada Day, okay?
Explain it. Tell me a story. What's the best one?
All right. Well, one of my, again, maybe this is part of the bias, but one of my best friends, she has her birthday on Canada Day.
Beautiful. Happy birthday.
Oh man, we had this sick party a few years back, and it's funny because I think I might have mentioned this before, but she was living in this small town called Revelstoke in BC.
Beautiful.
Great mountain town, gateway to the Rocky Mountains. And we had this sick party on Canada Day, huge bonfire, huge house party up in Revelstoke. And it was funny because a lot of the people at this party were Australian. Like so many people that live in Revelstoke aren't actually Canadians. So they just come along for the party, but like they see how patriotic we are and how much we love it. And they hop on the bandwagon, man. Like I actually remember being in Greece when they were celebrating Australia Day as well, which is like end of January.
Aussie. Oi, oi, oi.
Yup.
I think that's what they do. That,
man. Yeah, that's close enough, man. That's close enough. You know, eat some kangaroo along the way. Only country that eats their national animal. Shout out.
What? Yeah,
I think
what?
It goes both ways.
What?
They're the only country in the world that eats their national animal in the kangaroo.
Oh, kangaroos. I was going to say the koala, but that's probably like New Zealand or something. No.
Koalas are endangered. Kangaroos are rodents. So it's okay,
but
different.
Do Canadians not?
Your question, I think it goes both ways. Some people party hard on Canada Day. Some people just take it as a day off. It goes both ways.
Well, come to think of it, a couple things. Okay, first off, yeah, the birthday thing is a big thing. A lot of people are born on Canada Day. I think I know three or four people. To be honest, happy birthday to all of you. Enjoy the day. One love. And the day off thing is obviously big. Okay, summer's pretty much here. It starts. You get that Canada Day weekend. You having a party, but I'm not sure how many people are walking through that door, you know, walking through that door at the house party and saying, Happy Canada Day. Hey, Happy Canada Day. Hey, how was your Canada Day? Hey, I just don't see that happening. It's not within my circles, but hey, it is what it is. I did Google this just right now. Why do Australians move to Canada? There's this little sentence right here. A few other reasons included Canada being a good travel base, having more open-minded, progressive people, and legal marijuana.
Yeah, I think those are all legitimate reasons. Although, again, it's not just legal marijuana, because I think marijuana is easy to get in a lot of places in the world. Apologies if your country is very harsh on marijuana. But in Australia,
apologies.
I know from experience, it's expensive. It's expensive down there. You know, and the weed's not as good as it is in Canada. So
it isn't, there is that. Man. It isn't, man. Meanwhile, Canada, we know it. We know it. Shout out Smart Buds, okay? Smart Buds. Check them out.
Shout out to Indigenous Bloom.
Pride of William White. I don't know if we can do that anymore, man. We trying to get Smart Buds on our side. All right.
Smart Buds. Smart Buds. Yeah,
this is what you said. Indigenous Buds. Indigenous Buds.
Indigenous Buds. Let's go, baby. Hey,
but we Canadian, okay? We love everyone. Indigenous Bloom, happy Canada Day. Smart Buds, happy Canada Day. Go get high. Post it on Network. Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs. Meanwhile, in Canada, I have to touch base on this story. You know, we've talked about it, a couple weeks ago? Was it a couple weeks ago or last week when we touched on what McLean said about the Nova Scotia shooter possibly getting help from the RCMP? Okay.
Yeah, last week's episode, yep.
That was last week's episode. And now I look at this article. It was written sometime last week by Paul Wells, Time for Real Answers on the Nova Scotia Mass Shooter. All right, and I'm just going to read the first sentence, because let's talk about this. We are faced, perhaps only temporarily, with familiar Canadian paradox. Sorry, with a familiar Canadian paradox. Everyone says they want something to happen, but it isn't happening. Is that a Canadian paradox where nothing happens in the world of crime in this country?
It is a Canadian paradox for sure. And I think one of the big issues here is because that story, A, if it turns out to be true, is an absolute bombshell, an absolute fucking bombshell. Every Canadian needs to know about it. It would be one of the biggest scandals in Canadian history. The problem right now is that most of it is alleged. It's all alleged, really, because the RCMP is not saying anything. They're not confirming anything.
Of course.
It's all alleged based on sources. So you get some magazines like Time Magazine, like McLean's, are doing the work, they're pushing the agenda, they're trying to make this a big deal, they're trying to get answers to the RCMP. Do you see big television networks, big media networks in Canada talking about this story? No, you're fucking not. You need big networks like CBC, Global, CTV, City, whoever, to jump on this and fucking harass
the
RCMP.
Why aren't they?
Because it seems like Canadians, like you said, the Canadian paradox, they're being too damn polite. There are relationships built between media and RCMP. Like, I've worked in media. Ooh. I know the value of having the RCMP as your ally to get stories. A lot of media organizations across Canada need to fucking push the RCMP to get answers, and I don't see it happening across this country.
Do you think
it's part of us being too polite? Maybe it's part of us is that embedded relationship between the RCMP and the media.
Okay, so to touch base on people who are new to this story, welcome, meanwhile, Canada, Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs. Last week, we talked about the dickhead, not even going to say his name, who ran a massacre in Nova Scotia during the springtime. It was deadly. It was gross. It hurt. It really did. Now, a couple weeks ago, McLean's had an article out indicating that the shooter pulled out almost $500,000 in cash. That is not right. That doesn't really happen. And really only happens when it associates with the RCMP. Again, they don't know what's happening. The story just went out. Not a lot is being said. And now McLean's is asking about this paradox that's within Canada and its people and the way they deal with the law. We're learning a lot more. This is really, really fascinating stuff. Haven't read the article, though. Okay, Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs, dumbasses. We just giving you the first sentence. Go check it out for yourself, McLean's. Next week, maybe we'll have more info. You want to read about some other headlines that I've been looking at? Okay, you want to talk about some brighter things? I don't know. Should we do this? Why not? Stolen show puppies found abandoned in Aldergrove. So think Holy about this, shit. Okay?
You go you to wanna, your, you, did you just say you want to talk about a later subject and talk about stolen puppies?
They're found.
You are
they're,
a fucking monster.
No, they're
guy.
Found. They're found, bro. Come on, bro. They're Holy found. And these puppies shit. Are big. They're found in someone's backyard. Somebody stole them, I guess got scared or something, dropped them off in a random backyard. They were found
very
in
Canadian,
Aldergrove.
Very Canadian.
You very Canadian to not go 100%
like, all out with the robbery, like just have know, like that moan of remorse, be like, oh, I'm
yeah,
so sorry. Yeah,
you know
I
what?
Have done it.
Could you ever do that? Commit a crime and then just turn yourself in? 100%, right? That's just a Canadian in you, I guess. I don't know. Did this person really turn themselves in? Not really. They just returned the dogs.
I'll tell you a story as a child. Maybe I'm not sure if this has anything to do with Canada, but I think it's a funny story. You know, when I was 13, 14, I used to be into shoplifting, like the lighters and the gut packs of gum and the candy bars. And there was one day at my local dollar store where I got caught. And the dude came out. He's like, if you ever steal from my store again, I'm going to break your fucking face. And I was like 14. I was like, I'm never stealing again. I would turn myself into a fucking incident if I ever stole again.
Damn, dude. You stole some fucking lighters getting caught at the dollar store. You asshole. You asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm joking.
That shit's kind of funny. I'm going to smash your face.
There are hooligan teenagers in Canada, too.
No, 100%, man. 100%. I don't think I definitely participated in stealing things, I guess. You know, when you're in high school, like, yo, the homie would be like, yo, open the bag up, you know? We're going to walk around the store. And high school, man, what a random time. Just bad motherfuckers, you know? Why are you doing that? I don't even think I wore any of the short shirts.
Shout out to high school kids, man. Remember, it's okay to do some dumb shit, but just remember, you know, sometimes decisions you make now can affect your future, man.
Yeah, straight up. When I was working at a jersey store, somebody stole something right in front of me, but we weren't allowed to do anything. You have to let them walk out the store. You have to let them walk out the store and then press the button that alarm security to do something in the mall. So I let that person steal. I was like, yo, go ahead. Good luck, buddy. Good luck, okay? Because I can't do anything. Okay, I couldn't do anything. No, we didn't know. I don't think they got caught.
That's so Canadian, man.
I don't think they got caught. I guess that's the way the Canadians deal with...
Can you imagine? In America, it's like, pull out the gun and fucking
right?
get them to the ground now.
Right,
Canada's
man?
Canada's like, let them walk out.
That's crazy, man. Crazy. What are you going to do? Get into a scrap over a hockey jersey? You know what I'm saying? Put that shit away.
Getting paid $12 an hour, you're like, yeah,
not even. It's probably $9, $10 an hour. What a time, man! What a time. Meanwhile, Canada, we running through a couple more headlines before we go on to the French lessons, because we got to learn more about what's happening. I know we're taking a bit of a day off today, being current, but hey, it is what it is. We celebrating Canada Day, okay, my guy.
It's a time to reflect.
My guy Begsy is at the cottage, okay, at the cottage. Are you kidding me
right now, man? I'm not even home.
Damn.
Okay. I'm recording this just for the listeners. We love you guys.
How about this? Canada extends ban on most foreign travelers to at least July 31st. So we
good
still
stay in Canada. Explore Canada. Canada's the shit.
Yes, I think that is one of the things a lot of people are going to understand more of with this country is just the actual beauty of it. Based on honestly, travel restrictions.
Go into nature, man. Like, that's how I feel. I mean,
come on, bro.
Maybe that's just my own bias, but there's not, I know province to province travel isn't really encouraged right now, but we're talking about in terms of landmass, the second biggest country in the world. You know, there is lots of Canada to explore. There's so much beauty out there. And I know if everyone left like the cities and went to the country, it'd be chaos, but for a lot of you, go check out your country. I'm sure you already do it, but Canada's beautiful.
Imagine going into the woods in Canada on Canada Day and finding a beaver. All right, then sitting down with the beaver and just chilling with that beaver.
That happens, man. I did that too.
That happens. That happens sometimes, man. My homie, I think he's straight bullshitting me, smoked a spliff or something right outside the park. He's like, yo, bro, I was here and I saw a beaver. Dude, what are you talking about? Saw a beaver. I've never seen a beaver in my life. And you got some random park in Surrey? Are there beavers in Surrey? Probably, but they're not out and about, are they? Just chilling?
Yeah, I've never seen a beaver in Surrey.
Yeah,
but like,
dude.
Old
school
Surrey
about?
Had a beaver on the sign coming into
I know,
the city.
The future lives here, right? Man. The future lives here, man. Yo, what
I
do
did
you
see,
think?
I did see a beaver in North Vancouver once, though.
What do you think the slogan is for none of it?
Oh, that's a great question. Something to do with the Arctic. Land of the ice. No, that's not very nice. You gotta talk about the people.
Land of the ice? Like. Why isn't that nice? It's true, though.
Well, I feel like there should be more talk about the 25,000 people that live there, but...
Wow.
Oh, man. I mean, it is the land of the ice.
I guess we've had none of it, you know, with none of it on this program. I don't think we've talked about none of it yet.
We have talked about none of it.
Oh, we did. No, I think we did that in a sample episode. No?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Damn, we did learn about none of it. I think we had that on Silky and Filthy. Hey, what a time, man. Meanwhile, Canada, we learned a lot. You know, we should do that top five stories of all time from none of it. What's going on there? Yeah, I'm pretty sure, bro. There'd be some like creepy stuff going on there, you know, up there. Nobody's really talking about what's going on up there. Is it because nothing happens there or bro? Come on. Come on, polar bears just fucking you up. Fucking you up. Yo, could you beat up a polar bear?
Man, I think I struggle to beat up a beaver. Never mind a polar bear.
What type of question is that, man? That's
the beavers. Beavers what am I smoking? That tail, you know?
Do they smack you with the tail?
I would think a beaver would attack with a tail. I actually don't know 100%, but like that tail's a fucking weapon, man. It's a thick piece of leather coming out their ass.
You know, with the polar bear, I think I would, you know, somehow become friends with that polar bear. I'd just be like, yo, look. Man, look, buddy. Look, buddy, I'm Canadian. I'm Canadian, so are you. Let's figure this out. What do you want? What do you want? You want me to get you some tuna? Want me to go to the store? Come back with some tuna. I'll get you some tuna, okay? But you don't want this smoke. You don't want this smoke. Don't come after me, please. And that would be sick. If I became best friends with the polar bear, which is possible. I do believe somebody in BC has a polar bear in their backyard. I'm not lying about that. I'm not lying about that, okay?
We're lining this up for episode 1,666.
Polar bear in British Columbia. This is the last story, okay, before we move on in the show, okay? 100%, 100%. Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs. Meanwhile, in Canada. No, there's no story here. I thought I was telling the truth. I thought I saw something on the news where this dude was somewhere in Abbotsford with a polar bear in his backyard swimming with it. Okay? Yo, who in the right mind would think of doing that? Do you not have any friends? Which is cool, I guess, if your friends just want to be in animal form, I guess. Some people like that. It is what it is. You live your life. You live your life, baby. It is what it is. I do think sometimes my best friend is my dog, Loki. On some nights, you know? On some nights. Don't you feel that way with Guinness? Is your dog ever your best friend? Sometimes. Exactly, bro. Something happens. You talking to your dog. He's listening. All right? He's listening. He's leaning up on you. You're just talking to him. He's listening again. And you're like, yo, you're my best friend. Then you say walk. He smiles at you. Hey, it is what it is. Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs. Meanwhile, Canada. We all over the place. Hey, I'm excited for Canada Day. I think this is the energy I'm feeling.
No, I think you're killing it, man. I think you're ready for Canada Day. I know a lot of listeners might hear this after Canada Day. We just hope you celebrate it right, and we hope you just fucking learn more about Canada on this podcast. You've certainly learned something. I will mention one more thing, I guess, and that's we talked about positivity, favorite episodes. I think the first episode we did, maybe the second, was right after the shooting in Nova Scotia. We just talked about some of the most positive stories and some of the best stories from Nova Scotia.
Yeah, man. We could find, beautiful. So. I remember you telling the story about you driving up there and crying. What are you crying for?
I don't usually cry, man. It was a very emotional moment.
You're doing terrific.
Hey, man, you're doing terrific. Nova Scotia, always in our hearts. Yo, we'll cover the story. If Global and company aren't doing their work, we'll cover it. We'll figure out what's happening. Okay? We hope that the RCMP isn't involved. We're just reading a couple sentences, okay? We're just two dumbasses learning more and more about this country. Oh, Trevor Beggs.
Oh, man.
Kyle Bowen.
I've read the articles.
Hey, okay, fair enough. Okay. I ain't doing the reading, though. That's why we got Trevor Beggs, okay? That's why we got Beggsy. Let's run it, though. French lessons. Yes, French lessons on this program. Meanwhile, Canada. We learned about the other language. Right now, Trevor, he has a big lead? I feel like there's a gap being built right here.
6-3, baby.
Six and three. I give Trevor a sentence, he translates it in English from French, vice versa. Whoever wins, gets a point. Whoever gets to 100 wins a trip to Montreal. Let's do this French lessons on Meanwhile in Canada.
You really think this man is speaking French?
Bonjour, bonjour, bonjour. Yo, straight up through the first 10, 11, 12 episodes, whatever we're at on Meanwhile Canada. I am disappointed in my failure to take this portion of the program serious because I have an opportunity right here to learn another language, a beautiful language, and I'm not doing my best at it. I'll do my best after this week. That's not saying much. That sounds like a procrastinator. That sounds like Kyle Bowen, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. Trevor, do you want me to go first?
Go for it, buddy. I'm ready.
Okay. Quel est votre bière canadienne préférée?
Who is your favorite Canadian?
Nope. What's your favorite Canadian beer? Come on, man. What, what you shotgunning? What you chugging? I guess Steamworks, right? We got to give a shout out to Steamworks. They got some good stuff going on there. I fuck with their pale ale.
You know, Steamworks has this whole pack of mixed IPAs, so I got to give a big shout out to them.
Hey, very progressive. There you go. Okay, you next.
I'm shouting out Euclid Brewing, man. I just went to Euclid Brewing today. I had the sampler last night, 4 different beers. I came home with the growler. Delicious
beer,
man.
That's the most Canadian sentence ever.
Thing by the harbor.
That's the most Canadian sentence ever, man. Came home with a growler, from Euclid.
Sorry, Euclid. Oh my God, I can't say anymore.
Euclid. Okay, fair enough, man.
All right. You want your sentence, bro?
Of course, man. Let me get this point, all right? Trevor got his shit wrong. Let me get this right here.
Le Canada, en maintenant, sont 53 ans.
Fuck. Okay, I got this. I got this. Fuck, I think I got this. Canada is turning 104 years old.
No. You had it, but you got the year wrong.
No.
Dude, we just had our 150th birthday like 3 years ago. Come on. You nailed it otherwise, though, so I feel like I should give it.
No, why are you kidding me? I was 50 years off, bro. Are you fucking kidding me, man?
You're 49 years off. It's 153rd birthday.
This is what happens, man. Two dumbasses learning about this damn place. Okay, we have to run another tiebreaker, man. Get typing away. French lessons once again. Yes, once again. On Meanwhile in Canada.
You really think this man is speaking French?
Okay. We're going to do this again. Tiebreaker. I hope you know the rules. This time you don't have to get the full sentence right, but, you know, the person who gets the most words right wins. Yes, wins. In this tiebreaker, I'm going to go first, all right? Same thing?
Yep.
Same thing? Yep. All right. Okay. Cool. I don't think you're going to get this, but hey, Trevor Porte, L'École Roulée. You're not getting this, bro.
Orte L'École Roulée?
Trevor Porte, L'École Roulée. You're not getting this, bro.
Roulée?
I'm trying to do this for Findians, man. I'm trying to get this dub over a Canadian. We trying to speak French out here, okay? I got you, Findians. I got you.
Is it like Trevor is a gentleman?
Nope. You're wrong. Oh. You got one word right, Trevor. It's Trevor is wearing a turtleneck.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I never would have gotten that.
Yeah, because you're dumb.
Thanks, bro.
I'm next.
Okay, you ready, bud?
Yeah, man. Shit, I need a haircut.
This one has your name. Kyle.
Okay.
Tu chies Raymond Lelite. Tu chies Raymond Lelite.
Fuck, dude. Okay, so... Kyle... Tu chies Lelite. Kyle... is elite. I just need to get two words right.
No, it's Kyle. Kyle, you really shit the bed.
Oh.
Okay, cool.
And you really shit the bed.
I guess we're tied.
Yeah, okay, we'll take the tie on this one. Fair enough. I want to, you almost had it though off the dome, man.
I only needed one more word.
If you even said 154 instead of 153, like, I have to give it to you.
Hey, man,
were so far off our country's birthday. Like, come on, man.
I was trying to do it for my Findians, and I failed you. I'm so sorry. Didn't get the dub against a Canadian who's got French bloodlines, okay? From Quebec, okay? I know there's something there. This dude's been cheating, trying to get this trip to Montreal. Didn't tell me he's actually part French, but hey, it is what it is, man. My guy Trevor Beggs, man. He's a sly guy. But we tied that one. I'll be better. And you got to be better too, man. That was a poor performance.
Yeah, it was. You know what? I'm kind of disappointed in myself. So, you know, just got to forget to move on to the next one.
There you go. That's a hockey answer right there. Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs. Hey, before we go on to what's popping, where Trevor's going to tell us his five favorite Canadian songs, I think that's what Trevor's doing. Let's talk about this, okay? So, most likely the NHL is coming to Canada and Canada only. So, there's a lot of athletes, a lot of people, a lot of families, a lot of media members who are going to call Canada home for a couple months to play a sport, they also may be bringing Corona with them. As a Canadian, how do you feel, even though, you know, this is your sport, your event, the NHL?
Yeah, I really have mixed feelings about it because I don't really care if it's in Canada or not. I think what I want is what's safest for the players and safest for
Canadians.
And maybe that's a Canadian answer right there, but I think it should be just an answer that cares about people. And I want it in Canada because compared to a lot of the American cities, like Chicago's still one of the front runners, and they had like 10,000 Corona cases like over a couple of days.
Get well soon.
Like, you know, it's pretty dire in a lot of places down there. So I look at some of the Canadian options and want it here just for the safety of the players. But at the same time, you're risking the safety of the citizens when you're bringing everyone up here. So
just for hockey,
I'm honestly, man, as much as I want to see hockey, I'm kind of a fan of just shutting it down unless you fly them to some fucking private island to play hockey. But, you know, I also want to see the games because I love hockey and I'm a true Canadian.
Can't they find some random ice up there? But, yo, what are you going to tell these families to live in igloos? That'd be so Canadian, bro. I still can't believe a lot of people from around the world still believe Canadians live in igloos. I guarantee there are some people out there.
What are you talking about?
Fair enough.
If you're not from Canada, we live in an igloo.
Yeah. You know what? There are some people who probably have some balling-ass igloos up there and none of it. That's cool.
That deserves a straight up right there, man. I completely agree.
Do I have a straight up? No, but I have a terrific.
You're doing terrific.
Now, Trevor, before we move on, I know I said we were going to move on after my last question. I must say right now, okay, behind you right now, it's pitch black, okay? You look like you're about to get murdered, okay? You look like you're about to get murdered. Somebody's going to come from behind, maybe Freddie, maybe Jason, and they're going to fuck you up, bro. I'm scared, bro. I'm scared, man. If we had some scary music going on right now, I would just be like this, bro, because you scaring me, man. I don't like the look of that, bro. You got to get inside, bro. You got to get inside.
Like, I look around myself, like, I look around me, and there's a lot of peaceful surroundings here. Nice big evergreen trees, little cottages. But I look at myself in this video, and I'm scaring myself. It's a little scary.
Right?
Trevor.
You know, you hear one of those and just fucking run inside the house. Hey, one of the scariest movies.
Phone call in 7 days.
Hey, that's a great movie, man. 7 days, bro. Great thriller, underrated, but not Canadian. Okay, I don't think there's any Canadian lines in The Ring. So we're gonna have to move on to what's popping. Yes, what's popping? Top five Canadian songs to listen to that are from this country and should be celebrated on Canada Day. You're listening to Meanwhile in Canada.
What's popping? What's popping? What is popping, Canada? Okay, just to send you off, to celebrate Canada Day, to just celebrate Canada, because it's probably past Canada Day when you listen to this. Here are some five songs to listen to from Canada, some of the best out there. I'm starting at number five with one of the best club songs, party songs of all time. And no, I'm not going Drake. I'm not going Classified. I'm not even sure what are the Canadian songs get played in the club. No Justin Bieber. I'm going with Home for a Rest.
Home for a Rest? How does that go? Sing it.
I've been drunk since I left. Take me home.
That sounds like a Queen song, dude.
You'll have to excuse me. I'm not at my best.
Dude, that legit sounds like you're imitating Freddie Mercury.
Anyways, it's...
Doesn't it?
I mean, I guess you haven't heard of the club in a long time, but if you've been to any Canadian pub, you probably heard this at some point.
Okay, yo, how do you spell this? Because I want to listen to it now.
Home for a Rest.
Home for a Rest. Song. Okay, by Spirit of the West. Okay. Let's play Spirit of the West.
They're a song from North Vancouver, a folk rock band.
North Vancouver?
Yeah.
And we got 1.6 million views on YouTube, yo. Vancouver!
Yo, I should put this number one, to be honest. I think I might flip my list around.
Are you serious, man? This is one of the best Canadian songs of all time?
Yeah. It's one of my favorites for sure. But it's not super Canadian. It's just a Canadian band, which is why I had a number five.
Yeah, what's next, bro?
Oh, man. I got Life is a Highway by Tom Cochran.
Life is a highway. No. That's a Canadian who sang that?
Yeah, man.
Yes! Yes! Oh, Canada, motherfuckers. Oh, Canada. Okay, oh, Canada. Keep it going. Keep it going.
You got Tom Crokin from Manitoba singing that one.
Life is a highway, and I am always on my own. Or something like that. I don't know what the fuck's going on in that song.
You had the beat down. You had the beat down. Okay, number three. That was a great impression, man. Running Back to Saskatoon by the Guess Who at number three.
The Guess Who? To Saskatoon? I guess I'm running back to Saskatoon. Is that how it goes?
Oh, no. It's a classic rock jingle, man.
That sounded like a jingle.
You've heard it before.
I guess I'm running back to Saskatoon.
You're singing it like a country jingle, man.
No, that's Canadian. I guess I'm running back to Saskatoon. I guess so.
This is another shout out to Manitoba in this one, because the guests who are originally from Manitoba, Canada. They mentioned some great Saskatchewan cities in here: Moose Jaw, Saskatoon, Moosomin. They also mentioned Red Deer, Medicine Hat, and Hannah, Alberta.
Oh, so you're really talking about heavy oriented Canadian tracks that are paying homage to the nation. Yeah. Is that what you're talking about? Are you just talking about the elite?
It's been a combination. I think there are maybe.
Yo, bro, if you have two songs left, if there's no Weekend here, if there's no Cardinal Official, if there's no Drake, if there's no Bieber, if there's no, who else, Billy Talent, if there's no Simple Plan, what are you doing here? Let's name some more. If there's no Nelly Furtado, okay, what's going on here, bro? You better come with the heat right here, because I'm telling you, bro, this list sucks right now. This list sucks. What's going on? I'm going back to Saskatoon. Come on, bro.
You actually have to play Running Back to Saskatoon. It's a classic song. It's so good. Okay.
Let me play this, okay? Run It Back to Saskatoon.
By the Guess Who. Great guitar riff, too.
Now Run It Back or Running Back?
Running Back.
Okay, Running Back to Saskatoon by the Guess Who. I guess I'm running back to Saskatoon. Hey, I fuck with this. Okay, I mess with that. I want to listen to the rest of that song. I like that. Trevor, are you making changes to your list or what?
No changes, man. Two more options. Okay, let's go. Again, just to go back, it's a mix of songs about Canada, but also my favorite songs about Canada. More so than just Canadian artists.
Okay, cool.
Number two is the hockey song by Stompin' Tom Connors. Classic Canadian song, singing about the great game of hockey. And number one, I got to go Bob Cajun by the Tragically Hip. So Bob Cajun, in case you don't know, it's a song about an RCMP officer who's so stressed out by his job, he doesn't really want to be a cop anymore. But he goes to Bob Cajun, which is a small little town in Ontario, goes to the cottage and looks to the stars and finds the answers in the stars.
Oh, man, I believe that shit. I believe that shit. I believe that shit. Sometimes your answers be in the stars, Trevor. Sometimes your answers be in the stars, okay? You go to a lake, all right, you look up there, and you find answers. Now, again, I get it. This list was, you know, heavy Canadian-oriented. It had to pay lineage to, you know, what was happening in our country with the music. I get it. So I'm going to let this one slide. You know, no Cardinal Official. How about that one track from, who's the rapper? Classified. Oh, Canada. Hey, yo, how about some songs from Vancouver, man? McAvoy just put out Bucket. Great song. Something Else for You. One of the best songs that ever come out of this fucking country.
Okay, after this, we're going to go. I think maybe next week, you get your pick of your top five songs by Canadian artists, and I can give my five.
Ooh. Okay, we can do that. Meanwhile, Canada, Trevor Beggs, Kyle Bowen, two dumbasses, or maybe one and a half dumbasses. I think I'm more of a dumbass when it comes to Canada. You're not even halfway there. You've been in the House of Commons, okay? You've been around that area, okay? You elite, bro. You elite. House of Commons. Remember, check out the footage of all House of Commons debates if you really want to learn more about Canada. Hey, another episode, man. another episode. Excited for next week to get back on schedule. It's been a fun ride. Canada, baby. We learning about you.
We learning about Canada, and listeners, you're learning about Canada too, whether you're Canadian or whether you're not Canadian. Fuck, if you're not Canadian and you're listening, we'd love to hear from you, because that'd be fucking awesome.
Do you think we did a good job promoting entertainment value in today's episode with Canadians? I mean, it was a very Canadian-heavy episode. Are Canadians entertaining? What are Canadians? I don't know, man. But going back to Saskatoon, ba-down.
You should make that song, because that didn't sound anything like the song. But okay, you know,
wait.
Props to you. Your jingle right there.
Come on, I'll make it right now, man. For the people. It's our program, Posted Up Network. We're gonna sign things off with my rendition of Running Back to Saskatoon, Kyle Bowen, Trevor Banks. Saskatoon, I'm running back to you. I said Saskatoon. Do 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 do. That's all I got, people. Okay. Happy Canada Day. Ho ho ho. Happy Canada Day.
Oh, happy Canada Day, y'all. You just take it easy, you buds.
Hey.